In the name of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. On the eve of these services, we will quieten before the Word of God, and we will read for the sermon, purpose of the sermon, from the Psalms, Psalm 12. And this is a psalm of King David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own? Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I rise, arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, when the vilest men were exalted. Amen. Dear friends, listeners to the word, brothers and sisters, this psalm text, which I now read, it was written about 3,000 years ago. And from this book of the Psalms, we know that it was from the time of the Old Testament. It was the songbook or the hymn book of the Old Testament travelers. It was in use in the worship of the Lord. Even in our day, there is this sort of tradition. This is a biblical tradition that these service happenings and the worship services, they begin with hymns. Then the Word of God is read. And then it is explained. Once again, we sing hymns. This is the manner and the good order of doing things when we are at the midst of the Holy Word. We can say that in this manner we are and we live in the same manner as those who have believed before us. But this text, which I read, it speaks to us of this, that this King David, who has been acknowledged as the writer of this psalm, he had a request to the Heavenly Father. He asked here in this first verse, "Help, Lord. Help, Lord." This speaks to us powerfully when we know, on the other hand, of the life of Jesus, of the life of David, we also know that he also was the king of Israel. And we know that the king had great power. He had that sort of power which he was able to use. He could make his request known. If it was possible, the request of the king was carried out. We know that even in today's day, the rulers of today, they many times have limited power. It was also restricted with King David, and it is not an accident that he here approaches the Heavenly Father with his request, "Help, Lord." We can say of King David that he was a believing man. And even though we know from his life, of which is much written here in the Bible, in his life, many things happened, those sorts of things, which were not good things. He fell into heavy sins, into sins of adultery. He fell into the sin of sin against marriage, and he was also involved in a murder. These were not small sins. And the Bible relates how he received the grace of returning from that road where the enemy of the soul had taken him. When the prophet Nathan reproached him and told him through a parable, and when King David heard this parable, King David proclaimed his own judgment. This is a very remarkable story in the Bible, and I encourage you, young people, but all of us, read this part of the Bible where Nathan approaches this king who has gone into unbelief in his heart, and Nathan approaches him, and how he receives the grace of repentance. And during this caretaking of his heart, he makes repentance when his sins are shown to him. And he was able to believe his sins forgiven when prophet Nathan as a missioner of God, brought the good message from heaven. King David had gone the school of God, and he had seen in his own nation this matter of which he speaks here. For the godly man ceaseth, and the faithful fail from among the children of the men. And the New Translation says that your servants have decreased, and there is no trust in the children of men. It is not many days when I was in a discussion with a neighbor of this matter. What kind of change has taken place in Finnish society, in the midst of the Finnish people? And we related that in our lifetime, in the last 50 years, the people of Finland, the people of our nation, there has been a major change. When earlier we knew and understood, based on the Word of God, what is right and wrong according to the Word of God. Today, it is no longer straightforward there in Western Finland. It was very common in the 60s that when the people of the home were not home, then a broom was placed at the front door to indicate that the people are not home but will return soon. Welcome. Or if it was a very important, urgent matter, they would come back later. But how many people today would dare to leave their door open and a broom there indicating that no one is home? Or what comes of this? People's lives, which is related to marriage, or pertaining to other people's belongings, as it says here, that people do not speak the truth. They lie and they change the truth. The Word of God bluntly states that it is not correct. It is a sin before the face of God, that it is also a fault against our neighbor. These Ten Commandments, which were given to Moses, they have been given to us people for our best, that we would know what God expects of us, and that we would know what is a good life and of what type is a good life. But the fall of sin, the fall into sin, the corrupted person, it has happened such to him that he no longer has the strength to act correctly. And there where the Holy Spirit of God has not brought about living faith, there is also not that power which gives strength to a person to refrain from sin, the gospel. An unbelieving person does not have this. They only have the law. We know of the law, as the Apostle Paul writes in his time on his own behalf, that when the commandment came, then sin became apparent and I died. With this he meant when the Lord Jesus approached him when he was on the way to persecute Christians. From that point on began this sort of chain of events, that in this connection, this man, of whom he himself states that he was perfect in the law, that in an outwardly way he tried as much as possible as a human being to obey the law. But when the Holy Spirit opened his heart, he had to say on his own behalf that he is in a condition where his heart is dead. He needed the power of the Holy Spirit, and he needed to make connection with those who could free him with the gospel. And this is what happened with Apostle Paul, and it was the work of God from the beginning to the end. We can say this, that the Lord Jesus appeared to him and gave him the address where he had to go. This is an important matter for us to acknowledge yet tonight, there where the Holy Spirit of God can awaken the conscience of people, where the Spirit of God can approach and pull people to its side, then there are always those who are already in belief. The Holy Spirit, it always works and brings a person who is in unbelief, brings a person like this into connection with believers. This is how it has always been. It was in the time of David in this manner, and it has been this way in the time of the apostles and the time of Jesus, and also in our time. And the address has always been given. I have sometimes been astonished at this matter, when some child of God has spoken to an unbelieving person and has encouraged him to make repentance. It was not unusual earlier, and it is still said today, come to services, that at this location or at that location there are services. Come to those services. There the gospel is spoken. And the Holy Spirit of God gives the address, and it gives the correct address and the correct instructions on how to behave. And in this way we wish yet tonight, you listener of the word, as we have preached, you might be on the outside of God's grace. We wish to encourage you. It is good that you have heard the word of God, and it is good that you are listening. God approaches you and approaches the people of this community and wishes to remind of this, that the Lord Jesus yet today approaches through the Holy Spirit, approaches you and all of you. And he has come so close that he is now here at Räyskälä Airport, and there is a throng of the believers of God, the children of God, and they wish to be proclaiming the gospel to all those whose heart feels a need for this best gift, which God wishes to extend to everyone, the gift of belief. And that grace that you can believe all your sins forgiven on account of the merit of the Son of God in his name and precious blood. Of this matter, much has been preached already today, of the forgiveness of sins, and yet we still wish to proclaim this same gospel and this same matter. We wish to keep on the forefront. King David in his own time understood that the power of God is needed, that we can get a correction for those things which were depressing his heart, that the number of holy people was dropping, that there were less servants of the word. We have heard these messages that some travel companion has tired in the journey, and the enemy of the soul has been able to lead him astray. And then what is needed is the power of God to help that person back from that condition to that new condition which the Lord has intended for everyone. That's what God in his word wishes to reveal to us and to remind us yet tonight, that it is important that we can be believing the word of God, every single one. Here David asks that God would able to remove all the tongues that do not speak the truth and who are Pharisees. And we have seen in our own time that when on someone's heart that the belief leaves because of the enemy of the soul, then that person's speaking changes, his thoughts change, and the dear children, brothers and sisters are become faulty. We are faulty in truth, for the children of God are not in themselves holy and clean. They have never been. We can say that already in paradise, where the fall took place to Adam and Eve, it was already apparent there that God needed to clothe those who had become naked in those clothes made from animal skins. And there is a picture of that gift, righteousness, which God would wish to give as a gift to every person, so that we would not be in our sins, but that we would be partakers of this redemption work of the Lord Jesus. And this sort of gift righteousness every child of God is clothed. Yet this evening there is a large throng of the children of God gathered together here, and our own only comfort is that we can through faith believe and own this gift righteousness, and there is our hope and comfort, and it is not wrong to proclaim that King David in his time indicated that the ye have shamed the counsels of the poor because the Lord is his refuge. And this portion of the Bible is yet pertinent today. We need the strength of God and courage of God to speak in this time how God makes a person acceptable who has a person who is has fallen. God works in this way through his it is easy for us to believe that this work of the gospel that it is in the hands of us sinful people, but King David in his own time said it is God who proclaims, and it is God who riseth up and brings help, and he makes it possible that we can proclaim and we can keep the word of God visible. What has remained in my heart from the 60s, when I remember things, I can remember at the Helsinki RY, we were gathered together at services, and at that time I was not even in school yet, and I was able to hear the word of God often. And yesterday I heard, was able to listen to services which were recorded from ministers who have passed away. Then to my mind came many memories, and took place this from the writing of the Hebrews. Remember your teachers who have taught you the kingdom of God and have taught the word of God. They already in the beginning prayers gave thanks to the Lord. That we can freely gather to listen to the Word of God. We are protected by our government. And I would say that yet to this evening, in this tonight, we can give thanks to the Heavenly Father that we have had the possibility to arrange these services. which we will officially open tomorrow, that on the even of these official openings we can be listening to this word. We can be thankful that we have such a community and such a government, that we can gather with such a large throng before the Word of God. And we can freely hear, teach, and speak that which God reveals us in His Word. And we wish to do this freely and comfortedly. And we yet say this evening, as King David said, that it is God who speaks here at the services through His Word, through His Spirit. And of this word, King David says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in furnace of earth, purified seven times. As purified silver in a furnace of earth, purified seven times." Then I said how I felt heartwarmed that I, when I listened to these sermons of old ministers who had passed away, and I said, and I would say, that I yet can believe in the same way as these brothers believed in their own time. This is that purified seven times, this bread of life which was spoken of earlier, that this bread of life has been over and over again seven times. And isn't it a wonderful thing, this word of God, food for the soul, that we are never overfilled with this. We are not tired of this, but we over and over again wish to, and we can come to be before this living Word of God. It feeds our soul. We can say that the Word of God often undresses us, our old portion, which so easily, that this flesh and blood would wish to raise its head and would wish to be going in a different direction than that what the Holy Scriptures would indicate us to do. That which is revealed in His kingdom. But it is good to take comfort in this, and we can say in our own lives and in our own journey of faith, when we have gone in the wrong direction, but when we have gone in the direction which God has indicated for us, then good things have followed. But when we have gone on the road of our own thoughts, straying from the Word of God, then things have not gone well with us. It is important yet today, in our time, listen to what the Holy Spirit in the midst of the congregation teaches today. We need a listening ear and a heart which accepts these words. As King David in the end of this text explains, Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them for us from this generation forever. God has promised to take care of His own, and He has promised to bless our temporal lives when we wish to follow Him. And in the middle of His kingdom, we can be preserved from much evil. The gospel of the kingdom of God is so wonderful that it is not only intended for those good days when there are no particular difficulties. We enjoy that in those moments. But in particular, I'm sure everyone has been able to experience on their own part, the gospel of the kingdom is particularly important when things are difficult, when the enemy of the soul has surrounded us and we have fallen. Then it has been particularly good that we have been reminded from God's kingdom, as the Word of God always wishes to remind, that dear brother and sister, that you can be comforted. The grace promises are in effect. You can believe, all your sins forgiven, all your faults forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. This is what the direction the Word of God encourages us. It is important today to remember the strength of the gospel. It is as it has always been. It is the only strength, the only power that helps a person from the pitfalls of sin into light and life. The children of God are children of light. We wish to live as is correct. And we wish to act even in this day as Jesus taught in His Sermon on the Mountain. You are the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its flavor, what can we use for salting? You are the light of the world. And explained that a candle which has a flame is not placed under a hood. Let your light shine forth. Let this happen in our time. The Holy Spirit teaches us to put aside that which is sin and to come into the light. And the Holy Spirit encourages us to dwell carrying a good conscience in this time. There has been no change taking place even in this respect. And let this Old Testament portion and this story of the Old Testament King David and this example be helping us and encouraging us this evening, all listeners of the Word, to trust in the help of God, in the help of the Heavenly Father. He can help us. He wishes to help us and to strengthen us on our journey of faith. Just recently, I had the opportunity to recall that what is this goal of the children of God in our family. In the end of May, there came such a matter that our 20-year-old son, Matthias, was suddenly called away from this time. And then we had to accept that none of us can think that if we are young and healthy, that there is no fear of death in this temporal way. This kind of sudden death makes a person feel themselves humble and acknowledge that God is the God of life and death. We do not have the way of continuing our own lives once it has ended, and this is true yet today. But at the same time, we say, although many people of this time, that there is nothing bigger that a bigger catastrophe that can happen than if a person dies, or particularly if they die early. At the same time, we say that this is not the biggest accident that can happen if a person dies, but rather that the biggest accident that can happen if a person falls away from faith and dies as an unbeliever. For that reason, it is important to remember that we have been given only a certain portion for each of our lives. And fortunate is that person who can end their lives here as a partaker of that portion of the kingdom, as a member of the kingdom of God, as our son Matthias was able to move from believing into seeing, as one brother encouraged me, that there in the glory of heaven we do not need to believe any longer, but we need to believe here in time, and yet tonight we remain in the grace promises of the gospel. And I would wish particularly to you, dear listener, who are experiencing, that you would wish to become a partaker of this gift of God. You can believe at this moment, all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus, and God will give you the gift of faith and strength, and then you can join this traveling group of God where Jesus is the head. And this will never be astray, because our head is already in heaven, and it is worth endeavoring yet. And dear brothers and sisters and young people and boys and girls, we can all believe our sins forgiven this evening in the name and blood of Jesus. And this gospel of the kingdom of God gives us strength, and we can one day end our lives and own all that which we as if look into a mirror to see. But then we will be able to see the Lord Jesus face to face. and I have come here feeling very I've come with a good mind, but I would ask, can I yet believe all my sins forgiven? I wish to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us quieten yet for the evening prayer. You, Lord, are our castle and our refuge. Dear God, in you I trust. Lord, spread your wings about us, over us, and keep us comforted under your wings. Thy faithfulness is my shield. My comfort is my Lord. My home is in the protection of the Most Mighty. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this evening of that service blessing which we have been able to experience at these services today. We ask Your care this evening and tonight. And for these services which begin officially tomorrow, we pray that you would be calling those on the outside to come in to listen to the Word of God at these services. Look upon us graciously and upon the nation of this, upon our nation, that as many as possible would hear this call into the kingdom and would become partakers of this grace gift. Bless and keep us all. And bless and protect all those who are on their way to these services. Be our refuge. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.